There are many causes of deafness and hearing loss in people young and old. Of course, a hearing aid may help, but what else is out there? I spoke to Lizzie Servant about lip reading classes that are running across Norfolk and Suffolk to find out what lip reading was all about. Today, I'm out at the Deaf Centre in Kirkley near Lowestoft, which offers a range of services for deaf and hard of hearing people and hosts a deaf blind club, the Hand in Hand Club, too. I'm catching up with Lizzie Servant, who teaches lip reading classes at various venues in Norfolk and Suffolk. First of all, can you just clarify, is the course just for deaf people?
Well, lessons are run for all people in Norfolk and Suffolk who have a hearing loss, whether that is a mild one all the way through to people with a profound hearing loss. Classes are free to everyone and they are available to people with all sorts of hearing loss, all ages, all backgrounds. But it's also open to people who perhaps want to find out a little bit more about people with hearing loss. It's open to the family and friends, work colleagues of people with hearing loss. Anybody who really is taking an interest and wants to support somebody through what, after all, is quite a difficult emotional experience.
And what does the course actually involve?
The course is a 30-week course. It's 2 hours every week. Usually we take a lip shape every week and I will teach a little bit about the theory of that lip shape and get people to start to recognise that shape. And we do that through doing lots of practical exercises and activities, which are all really good fun. They're based around a theme or a topic, and those topics can be really diverse. So, for example, today we did a lesson which was based all about castles and visiting castles, because one or two of my learners are very interested in that. So we look at theory and practice of recognising shapes.
When you say shapes, how do you mean?
So we focus on lip reading particular letters, consonants or vowels, and we would practice recognising what that sound or shape looks like on the lips. And we practice taking our voices away and speaking without voice so that people can actually start to focus and observe the lip movement. And the idea is that by practicing looking at that lip movement, hopefully when people go out and are involved in normal conversation, that they can start recognising those lip shapes. So plenty of practical exercises which hopefully will build up people's confidence and skills. But the course isn't just about the practical side of learning how to lip read. We're also very interested in helping people to manage their hearing loss. It's a very difficult time, whether or not you suddenly realise that you have lost your hearing. If it comes on overnight, which it can do for some people, or if it's a gradual and slow hearing loss over a long period of time, it's very difficult to come to terms with. And the course is very much geared about helping people manage that. So, for example, we would do exercises where we would look at how you would cope in a noisy, busy environment with lots of conversation going on around you. Or we might look at practical bits of equipment that would be useful for anybody with a hearing loss to use. How to get the most of wearing your hearing aid, and indeed what to do if you feel that you're not getting the most out of your hearing aid. We also would look at other organisations that would help and support you. things that are happening and developing in the news, recent research, and keeping people really up to date with what's out there. Because I think that is the big problem. If you do have a hearing loss, you tend to become quite isolated and withdrawn, and you really need to look out and see what's available there to help you.
And beyond the actual lip reading, are there strategies or things that learners can do to help understand what's going on?
What we would look at is good communication tactics and practice. Things that perhaps somebody with a hearing loss could then explain to family and friends. Basic things like making sure that the person with hearing loss is always involved in conversation. Making sure that people who are talking to somebody with a hearing loss don't cover their mouths up. Don't turn away when they're actually talking to them. Practical help like that, which is common sense, but I think sometimes we forget.
So I know there's a finger spelling alphabet, and I guess you practice those.
Absolutely. It's a really useful tool to use, the finger spelling alphabet. Again, that can be something that can be not only useful in class time, but that's quite a fun thing to do at home as well with people, teaching family, children, grandchildren, how to finger spell and get people really involved.
And if finger spelling doesn't work, there's other clues, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we look very much at the whole body, really. You try and pick up on all sorts of visual clues, body language, facial expression. You can pick up a lot about how people are feeling just by the look on their face. And so we use all of these sorts of strategies in our work to give people lots of different tools. All these things can really move people forward and give people that little bit more confidence when they're out and about in the real world.
Do you stop after the 30 weeks?
That's the nice thing about the course. What we tend to find is it can often be quite difficult making the first step and coming to class, especially if you are coming on your own, which is why it is nice to bring a friend, a partner, somebody from the family to support you. But once people have joined a class, what we see happening is that they come back year after year, and part of the reason they keep coming back is because you get an awful lot of support from other people within the class. Hearing loss can be very isolating for people, and unless you've got a hearing loss, it's very difficult to understand that. And what coming to class does is it gives people the opportunities to meet with people who've experienced exactly the same feelings that they have, and also to be able to emotionally have the support of other people.
I'm sure that must be the case. Tell me about if people want to find out more.
Well, luckily at the moment classes are still free to people if they would like to join. If they are residents in Norfolk, there are classes all over the county. They are run via Norfolk County Council, and they can be found on a telephone number, which is 0344 800 8020, and the same with listeners who live in Suffolk. Suffolk Hearing Advisory Service runs lessons all through the county of Suffolk, and they can be found at Suffolk House, Wharfdale Road in Ipswich. And also, if you are interested in lessons in the Lowestoft area, Lowestoft Deaf Association would be more than happy to field any telephone queries that you might have.
Well, thank you very much. It sounds really a fascinating sort of course.
I hope so, and I hope it's also, most importantly, good fun.
lip reading teacher Lizzie Servant. For more information on classes in Norfolk, you can ring 0344 800 8020. And for classes in Suffolk, it's 01473 286060. And for the Lowestoft Deaf Association, the number is 01502 512073.